486 mobile.
CEF mobile.
Drew, KO4HKX here. Patrick.
How you doing this morning?
Good, just going out of the driveway and getting moving. How about yourself?
Man, trying to get up, get moving, get on down the road. Yesterday.
Good, nice and quiet. So, I enjoyed that. How about yourself?
I didn't do a whole lot of anything. I was hoping to play on the radio a little bit, but I didn't really hear much going on. I missed the South Carolina single sideband net. I missed the Caesar's head net. I'm like, holy crap, I can't get anything. But every time I wanted to do something, I was busy doing something else.
I heard you talking to Walt last night, and then I got busy myself, and I missed the net last night. Trying to get orders checked in and all that, so get ready for today.
10 meters will pick up in the evening, but I hadn't really seen it busy. It was a couple signals last night, but nothing that held out for long.
Didn't hear anything, but I was playing around this weekend, and I was looking at DXP, and 6 meter and 10 meter were real busy this weekend. But like I said, I didn't hear anything.
A lot of it's based on location. Because, like, I filter by North America. Of course, it's not just the U.S. It's, you know, continental North America. You know, the whole continent of North America. So it could be Canada or Mexico as well, down even further than that. So, I mean, it's all different kinds of places that count.
I hadn't heard a whole lot on it since I started listening to 10 meter or 6 meter. I haven't heard anything on 6 meter at all since I started listening, but like I said, I live down in a hole over here with the mountains to my back on the south, so I'm not going to hear much of anything from that direction, I don't think.
Hey, like I said, in all honesty, I hadn't heard much from my end either. Checking with Ken yesterday, 20 meters, I didn't hardly hear much on it either. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm starting to wonder if it's my antenna at some point or whether it's just band condition.
Throw your call out there and see if somebody comes back to you. That's about all you can do.
Roger that. The downside is I got to pick my time. So my wife and kids are, especially the kids, if they're being loud, golly, I can't do nothing on the radio except maybe digital. That's usually why I always keep it in my back pocket.
The days the kids running around in the house, you couldn't hear yourself think, much less try to get on the radio.
Last night, while I was talking to Walt, my wife bought the new Tom and Jerry movie. They were all wanting to watch it. But my radio and stuff's in the living room, so everybody's having to wait. Wait on Daddy to get off the radio so they can start watching a movie. Like, I'm late.
Don't worry about that too much anymore. Just me and the wife at the house now. And I took over the son's bedroom for my ham shack and my office room business. So I just go in there and hide now.
That's why I keep. I really got to buckle down and learn my Morse code. You can do that pretty much anywhere with a pair of headphones and a paddle.
Pick up too much noise that way. So that ought to work out pretty good for you if you get into that.
And your filters are, you go all the way down to 50 hertz wide, 50 kilohertz. Anyway, it's really small filters, so you better get a small spectrum of noise coming in. It's a lot nicer whenever you're listening to a wide open single sideband signal.
Yawning this morning.
Has anybody else been on this week? I hadn't heard Ed or Mike or Tim this week. I did talk to Ken yesterday.
Ken and Ed, but I haven't heard Tim or Mike.
Done early now because I hadn't called him on the last 2 mornings.
What morning it was, but he was late getting done. I want to say it was Tuesday. That's when I called him. And the press over there was having problems, so they were real late with getting him the papers. So I know he was late one day this week.
Not yet. No, I hadn't heard him last 2 mornings. No, something was going on in particular. KO4CS.
4HKX. I was going to ask you if you heard Tim or Mike, because I haven't talked to them in probably 2 weeks.
Talked to Tim in a while. It's been a month or two. I sent him a text message not too long ago. He's going in so early, I don't quite get on the radio in time. And then Mike, depends on what day it is, but no, I hadn't heard either one of them.
Said Tim had been going in earlier, so I figured that's all it was. He was just trying to get to work and get things going. But to go in much earlier, there ain't going to be no point in leaving.
It's harder for me to drag out of bed in the mornings. This is about the best I can do. I get to work about 5:30, 5:45. That's it. That's the earliest I can do.
Earlier, I just got a plan for it and have a reason. If I don't have a reason, I ain't doing it.
Morning person, but I do what I gotta do for first shift, you know. But yeah, I don't, now during hunting season, I used to pop out of bed that morning, but you know, I actually really, really wanted to go hunting, so that's a big different story.
You got a reason. Depends on what the reason is.
You mentioned your back order law is getting longer. What do you do? Do you just keep stuff on the truck and just so you can show it? Or do you, you have to show them something out of the catalog and let them order it that way?
Well, I keep inventory on the truck of just different random stuff that I can get. But I've got catalogs and sales flyers every 2 weeks that I can hand out and try to get stuff. Right now, my back order is almost doubled the last 2 weeks, in the last week. So it's just crazy right now.
You're having trouble getting materials to make the stuff, or do you think it's more along the lines of nobody's working, so they slow down production?
A little bit of both. One of our major suppliers is actually here in the South Carolina area, so I'm in contact with them directly for product tests and stuff. And they're having trouble getting parts and pieces they need to make the tools, and then labor shortages.
Beaches last weekend, and just about everywhere you went, especially restaurants and stuff, they'd have flyers up saying they didn't have enough help, so be patient.
Tuesday to eat at the Mexican restaurant where the group of guys always eat it on Tuesday for lunch. They had two people working, the cook and one waiter. Poor guy was running himself to death.
Don't quite understand it, you know. I kind of buy into the story about the unemployment, but then again, I don't know if that's 100% and, you know, everything that's going on.
I don't think that's everything that's going on, but when you allow somebody to sit down for a year and a half, it's hard to get from moving again and get them productive. I mean, just think about how it is when you take a week, 2 weeks off for a vacation, how hard it is for you to come back to work afterwards.
See that? I mean, that's a good point. I hadn't even thought about that.
If I get too scratchy, I'm getting close to my black hole.
Fine, I'm sure you're putting up with more noise from my end than I am yours.
We're in Kansas this morning. They're usually here by now.
Well, early. It usually pops on right between 5:30, 5:35 by the time he gets in the car.
Side on that mag mount for the car there, is that what you're going with now?
I was on the truck. Today I'm in the car, so I'm running off the little mag mount. I'm trying to run it through the windows so I can snatch it back out.
I'm pretty good because I know I'm getting real close to my black hole, so it always gets scratchy. So I'm well.
You're starting to get it in and out of the repeater, but yeah, I try not to transmit when I go down in the bottom of the little hills on 26 or 85, I guess. So I usually try to transmit towards the top of the hills or going up or down, but not at the bottom.
Real space right about now, so Stitcher, I'm gonna say Stitcher 3 to you, and you have a good day. It's been working this morning, enjoy your day, and I'll keep an eye out for you this afternoon. See you for 8 days, and I'll be clear for a couple minutes.
Captain Goodwin, it's been nice talking to you this morning. Hopefully catch you on later this evening. KO4 CEF, and I'll be clear.
KFW Mobile.